I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Friday, August 13th, 2010. The debate over net neutrality is heating up fast. Google and Verizon issued a public policy statement Monday outlining their position on net neutrality, the idea that everything going over the internet should be given equal priority. They said they support a free and open web, but future technologies might require special rules and shouldn't be subject to the same restrictions. Well, since that announcement, battle lines have been drawn. Now standing against the plan, an FCC commissioner, a ton of bloggers, and even Facebook. Steve Henn covers technology for our sister program Marketplace. Steve, why is Facebook knocking Google?
Well, I think Facebook sees a big part of its future on mobile devices. Publishing updates about what you're doing to your friends when you're out is a big part of what makes Facebook tick. And it's very concerned, I think, that the agreement between Verizon and Google would give service providers like Verizon free rein to direct traffic and slow down traffic on wireless networks. You have to remember that Google is really active in the wireless space, and they're moving into the social media realm. And if Google can get a leg up in how its traffic is treated on mobile devices, Facebook could be at a severe disadvantage.
And a lot of Facebook depends on gathering other websites. You know, it's a social aggregator. People put information on there. So if any of those websites slow down, then Facebook itself slows down and their whole operation gets hinky.
Yeah, if there's an innovator who builds a really cool site but doesn't have the money to pay for a high-speed connection, if Facebook touches that site, and it probably will, the experience for people on Facebook will be much worse.
That's Steve Henn. So let's talk about what this whole debate means for you. Larry Downs is with Stanford's Center for Internet and Society. Larry, more and more things are going through the internet, TV, phone. What do Google and Verizon say about how that should all operate?
The rules that have applied so far, almost universally and almost without exception, would continue to apply plain old ordinary web surfing and email to television, to voice, and so on. Some of those things already get priority today as they travel over the network. That would continue. If we invent new applications, as we do all the time, that will run on the very same network, if those require a higher priority in order to stay together for technical reasons, the new rules would allow those things to continue to happen. The concern, obviously, is if instead of for technical reasons, people start to prioritize for purely business and perhaps even anti-competitive reasons, I think that's what's raised all the concern about the Google-Verizon proposal, as well as what the FCC itself proposed back in October.
How is what Google and Verizon are proposing different from what the FCC and the Obama administration are calling for?
There really are only two important differences. One is that what Google and Verizon have proposed is to leave wireless broadband over the cellular network off the table for now. The second has to do with just how much authority the FCC would have on an ongoing basis to continue to enhance or tinker with these rules once Congress puts them into place.
Net neutrality is a complex issue. We're going to present different viewpoints on it at our website. There's one up there right now from David Weinberger from Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. FutureTense.publicradio.org. Other stories we're following at our website. Delta Airlines wants to be your friend. Well, your Facebook friend. You can now book Delta flights through the Facebook site. No word yet on whether you can buy tickets for your Farmville cows. And Google announced a new feature called Voice Action. It's for Android phones. It lets you send texts, make calls, load websites, all using voice commands. It's a great idea because nothing ever goes wrong with voice recognition programs. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John. We've talked before about the National Broadband Plan to make high-speed internet access available to everyone.
Sure. The Obama administration cares deeply about this idea.
Turns out, most other people don't. The Pew Research Center reports 53% of Americans either don't think the broadband plan should be a priority or don't think the government should do it at all.
I was most surprised on this report by what people who didn't have internet access thought.
Right. These people were less likely to support the idea of broadband being provided to them.
Maybe instead of a website, we should just publish the show on newsprint. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.